This week's Shiurim have been sponsored by Family Groshman, Leilu Nishmas, Reb Chaim Yosef Ben Yisachar Dov, Zichrono Levracha.
Yud Gimel Av, Wednesday the 1st of August, Rabbi Ephraim Klein, Hamisha Osav Av.
Morning, Rabbi Yisai.
Very
end. You know, what happens after Tisha B'Av is the following, that there's a hiatus, there's a break between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Chodesh Elul, where everybody goes on holidays, and in the middle of the beginning of this holiday period, there's a tog, a day in the middle called Chamish Osar B'Av, and there's no Tachnun, on Chamish Osar B'Av, whoopee, and we go weiter, and Chamish Osar B'Av comes and goes. And we have the holiday period, also comes and goes, and then, boom, we bump into Elul. And then starts the Avodah of Elul and Rosh Hashanah. So this holiday period, Chamish Osar B'Av, straight after Tisha B'Av, what's it all about? Halodovo. The Torah's Hakdoma, that this holiday period is not something new. The Gemara in Shabbos brings a shopping list of why Churban Yerushalayim took place. And one of the reasons, says the Gemara, is L'chob Yerushalayim Ela al bitl tinokus shel beis rabbom, there was a lack of commitment for the Talmud Torah of the children. There's many other reasons mentioned in the Gemara, and the Masho in Shabbos in Daf Kuf Yutes, he actually comments on all the reasons, and he says at the very end, he says, all these reasons are all very much extant today. And he says, today we have Bittel Tinukishel Beis Rabbom, that we have Bochrim during Bein Azmanim. It talks about Bein Azmanim. Shaholchim B'Tiyulim B'Rechoyveis, walking around, going on Tiyulim B'Rechoyveis. And he says, it's Nishkin Gitazach. Now, there's no question about it that the holiday period is very, very important, and we need to have fresh air. But it's interesting that one of our Kadmoneinu already complains of the fact that the holiday period was misused. So let's get this inyan of Chamish Osar B'Av, in particular, this time of the year, to get it in perspective. So the starting point is Gemara in Tanis. And the Gemara is also mentioned in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf, Chof Aleph. Here in Tanis it's on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. And the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Lo Hoyu Yomim Tovim be Yisrael, one of the greatest Yomim Tovim by Yidden, was Chamish Osar B'Av, the Yom Kippurim. Interesting that Chamish Osar B'Av is mentioned before Yom Kippur. Most probably it's chronological, but it could be that there is a Halodovah that Chamish Osar B'Av is mentioned before Yom Kippur. Shebehem b'neis Yisrael yotzeis b'kli lovon shulim. Shelo levayish es mishein, like that the b'neis Yisrael used to go out in clay lovon, wearing white clothes that were borrowed, and the reason for this was they didn't want to embarrass somebody who didn't have these beautiful white clothes. And Ubrois Yerushalayim Yotzos V'cholos B'kromim, and they would dance in the vineyards. Umaho Yoimrois, and what did they used to say? Bachur, young man, Sonai Nechor Eima Atoberlecha, take a look at what you're choosing. Alti Din Nechor Benoi. I can't say this, Adrosha. Don't look for beauty. Look for a good family. Sheke achein vehevel ayofi isha yiras Hashem hi tisalo. Va'omer tnu lo mipriyodeho vihalu b'shar maaseho. Now I got an interesting kasha. The first kasha the Bnei Yisoscha asks. He says, what's the significance of going up in Koilos, the Kromim, Dafka on these days? Why not on Yom Tov? Yom Tov, Machshiduchim on Yom Tov. Why are these 2 days in particular a Yom Tov? I've got an interesting Takashi. If you look at the Torah at the end of Hilchos Yom Tov, he says that you've got to be Mamid Shoshim, you've got to have special sneers officers going on patrol in the parks, to make sure that the boys and girls behave themselves. And here, on Yom Kippur, and on the Chamisha Sabbath, you throw caution to the wind, and these girls go out, and they make Shiduchim. In those same places where the Torah in Hilchos Yom Tov says, we've got to be very, very careful. Halo Dovahu. A Peledika Halacha over here. Putting in perspective, it's a Amor Yudika Chiddush. So that's the Mishnah. Then the Gemara goes on to bring the source of where all this is coming from. Says the Gemara, Bishlemi Yom Kippurim. It's self-understood Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur is a special Yom Tov. To Isbe Slicha Mechila. Yom Shenitna Benucha Tachroinos. That there is a special auspicious occasion called Yom Kippur where we have a clean sheet where we have kapora, and also it's the day when we had Luchos Acharonis after the Maaseh Egel. Klal Yisrael, when a Shval Matzev that rejected Kivayochel the Ribono Shel Olam, and came the whole series of events leading to the 40 latter days where Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim for the Luchos Acharonis, culminating after being on the mountain for Chodesh Elul and the 10 days of Tishri, culminating with the Yom Slicha of Yom Kippur, and the Luchos Acharonis were given on Yom Kippur. So you can understand that it's a special Yom Tov. But Chamisha Sabav, where does that come from? Says the Gemara, has several reasons. Om Rav Yudah Mishmuel, Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lovi Zebazeh. We know that at the end of Parshas Maaseh, there was a prohibition for the Shvatim to marry out. Derech Agav, the Ralbag says when in Sefer Shoftim, Yiftach is called Ben Isha Zoyna. Says the Ralbag, a Nosi Ben Yisrael should be not be a miyuchas chas v'sholom. Says the Ralbag, Yiftach was the son of an Isha Zoyna. The pshat is, says the Ralbag, his mother married out of the Shevet. And there was a convention not to marry out of the Shevet. And it was considered to be znus, because they wanted to keep each Shevet's yichus intact. Otherwise the Klal Yisrael's yichus would have disintegrated. So somebody who married out of the Shevet was considered to have married out. So it's Ben Isha Zoyna. That's an aside. So, but that day where the Shvatim were allowed to marry out of the Shvatim was considered to be a Yom Tov. It was two Ba'av. My drush, Zeh Adova Shiva Hashem Libnei Slochot, Dvazeh Lo Yenegele B'derazeh. That the halach of not marrying out of the Shevet was only for that dor, Zeh Adova, and it was only for Bnei Slochot, and therefore they were allowed to marry out of the Shevet, although there was a convention that they didn't, as I mentioned, between the Rabban. Omer Reb Yosef, Omer Reb Nachman, Yom Shehutu Shevet Bin Yom Elova Bikol. There's the famous story of Pelegesh Begivor, where there was a a woman who was compromised in Binyamin, they did nothing about it, and Klal Yisrael took up the cudgels, and they made war against the Bnei Binyamin. It was a terrible tragedy, and it was banned to marry into the family of Binyamin, to the Shevet Binyamin. And then that decree was rescinded. And that happened on Chamish Os Abav. Rabbi Balchonim, Rabbi Yochanan's reason number three is, Yom Shekolu B'Meisi Midbo. Now, here we have a third time. The first two timing of allowing Shidduchim at this particular time, you can understand as being a Yom Tov. This third time, and glad that this is the time which is brought by the Kolboy as being the main reason, is that it's somewhat an enigmatic time. It's Yom Shukolu Bo Mesa Midbo. And it's a rather macabre time. What happened? Tosfos Rishonim bring the Medrash that says that they used to lie down on Tisha B'Av. Every Tisha B'Av they used to lie, dig their graves and lie down, the Dor HaMidbar. Because unfortunately they were sentenced to death, they were going to die before the age of 60, because of the Ma'aseh Meraglim. So they used to dig their graves, lie in the graves, and 15,000 didn't wake up. Came the 40th year, and nothing happened. So they looked at the, waited till the night, looked at the Levuna. They didn't say Kiddush Levuna, they said, oh, maybe I've got it wrong. Maybe my time has still come, but I've just got the date wrong. So they waited, laid down in the grave the next day. They waited till Chamisha Osa Ba'av. Chamisha Osa Ba'av, they say, oh, oi! Too late for Kiddush Levona, but I'm still alive. And they realized that was the end of the Gzera of the Meraglim, Baruch Hashem, Yom Tov. They're alive. And that was it. Gzera of the Meraglim over. And that's the reason brought in the Poskim for the Yom Tov of Chamisha Os Abav. The major reason. Hello, Dover. We will see what the significance is. I mean, if it was me, I'd heave a sigh of relief, but I wouldn't necessarily make it into a Yom Tov. A Yom Tov! L'Dor Doris! We shall see. Reason number four. Ula Oma Yom Shibitel Hashem Ben Ela Pustois. Now, what happened? Yerovam ben Nevot was a choyto machdias harabin. He was one of the arch villains of Jewish history. What did he do? He set up a rival kingdom in the north of Eretz Yisrael, Malchus Yisrael. And he had a problem. Klal Yisrael's allegiance was to Yerushalayim. So he wanted to establish his political hegemony. So how did he do it? Very simple. He put gods on Yerushalayim, Purdusoyis, and would not allow people to be Oyla Regal. And he set up Yom Tovim, B'Yomesh Bodalibo. So he set up the Shalosh Regalim, but he set up Shalosh Regalim, instead of it, Sukkot being on the 15th of Tishri, it was on the 15th of Marcheshvan, Anaya Torah. And he goes down in history as being one of the major villains that he has no chelik in Olam Habo. Hoshea ben Elo, just before the Churban of Yerushalayim, Hoshea ben Elo was one of the Malchi Yisrael. He got rid of these gods and allowed Yidden to be Olam Regel. He allowed people to be Ola Regel. Right? Allow them to be Ola Regel. When did he allow them to be Ola Regel? He allowed them to be Ola Regel on Chamisha Os Abav. Now, I've got Muridika Kasha. The Marsha asked that Kasha. And the Maharsha says, Ksas kosher. Now, reading this Gemara in Tanis and in Baba Basra, what would you say? You'd say, So Yidden started going in their throngs to Yerushalayim. So Oyle Regel, after all these years, they went to Yerushalayim, and they said, Amurri Dike Yom Tov, Chamisha Osa Ba'av. Richtig? That's how Yidden shut in the Gemara? That's the Yom. They all went Oyle Regel. Anechting and Tog. Anechting and Tog. Zot the Gemara in Gittin. Gemara is in Gittin. Peches. Says the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha. The Gemara asks the Kasha. The Talmidei Rav, Rav Asi, Rav Kahana, asks Rav the following Kasha. It says, by Hoshea ben Elo, this Melech Yisrael, one of the latter Malchi Yisrael, Vayas Hora Be'ini Hashem, Rak Loki Malchi Yisrael. He was a badman, but he wasn't that bad. He wasn't as bad as the Malchi Yisrael before him, as Achav and Yerovam and Yehu. He wasn't as bad. And yet, disaster befell Hoshea ben Elo. What happened? Olav, Olo Shamanezer, have we all heard of the 10 lost tribes? Well, it happened to him. On his watch, the 10 lost tribes went into Golus. Fredi Gemara, Astira. How can you say that he wasn't as bad as his forebears, as the previous Malchi Yisrael? We see that there was a bigger disaster that befell his door than the previous doors. As they were the Talmidei Rav, Gifrei Rav. Amodik Akasha. Yeah? And Fredi Gemara, Omelahu. Oh, you some paradise soyus, shahish, and you're of a maladrochen, kadechaloy, layal, Yisrael, regal, bohisha, ubitlon. Yeah, he's gonna get a mensch, relative speaking. He was mavatal the paradise soyus. Ve'afal pikein, and even though, lo oli Yisrael, regal. They didn't go to Yerushalayim. So Mishke Gangert. They didn't go. Oh my Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Are you some shonush le'ol Yisrael regel yelchu b'shevi?" Because of those years that they didn't go to regel, they didn't go to Yerushalayim. They're going to go into captivity. So fit the marshal k'sas kasha chazay shtak yakasha. A yom tov chamishos sabav because the Sheh ben Elo was a mavatal the parasoyes was mavatal. Those gods that stopped the Yidden regel, I can't say Yom Tov. They didn't go, and because of that, the 10 lost tribes were dragged off into Golus. And Memachna Yom Tov, what is going on over here? And the Baal Shor tantalizingly says V'yesh le'yashiv. He doesn't say a tirit. B'siyata Nishma Yitzhak Hashem will say a tirit. Yitzhak Hashem. That's reason number four. What? There is an answer, he says. He doesn't say what it is. Okay? The next reason, says the Gemara, is Yom Shenitnu Haruge Beit HaLikvura. That the time of the Hadrianic Rebellion, 120 years after the Common Era, there was 50 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the time of Rabbi Kiva, they rose up against Rome. There were terrible decrees, and Hadrian was the emperor at the time, Yemach Shemoi v'Zichroi. And what happened was the last bastion of Bar Kokhba, who led the revolt, was Beitar, and there was terrible destruction and terrible death there. And there was a gzeira of Hadrian; they weren't allowed to be buried. Terrible gzeira. So. To add insult to injury, not only was there terrible death and destruction, but they weren't allowed to be buried. On Chamisha Osa Ba'av, they were allowed to be buried, and in Yavne they were masakin the Brocha Atoiv Ametiv, because Atoiv the Kodesh Baruch Hu stopped the decomposition process happening, Shlesrichu, the Ametiv, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Ametiv, that they were allowed eventually to be buried. And the next reason that we have Chamisha Osa Ba'av is Yom Sheposku Melichros Eitzim LeMarocha. That is the day when the wood for the Beis HaMikdash was no longer cut. They stopped chopping the wood because then, from then onwards, the wood isn't dry enough and of the quality to be put on the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, from that time onwards, it's a time for increasing in Torah study because the days are getting shorter. Now, I said over this what I'm going to say to my neighbour, Mr. Stortz, and excitedly Amotza Tisha B'Av, he says to me, I've got something to show you. A medrash eicha, a targum eicha. Here a targum eicha. Darkei tzion aveilois mibli boimoyed. The ways of tzion are in mourning because there's nobody going up to the base of Midrash for Yom Tov. Kol she'oreo shemimin. All her gates are desolate. Ka'aneo ne'enochim. Her ko'enim are sighing. Besuloseho nugois vihimarlo. And her besulois are afflicted. Vihimarlo, and she is bitter. Says the Targum. It's in Eicha Aleph, Pasuk Dalad. Calls man to have a Yerushalayim is benaya. All the time that Yerushalayim was built. Sriva Yisrael lemesik Yerushalayim. The Yidden refused to go to Yerushalayim. Lizchazor kodem Hashem tlas zimnim b'shata. To go before the Ribon Yisraelam and Ole Regal three times a year. Val chuveyhoin di Yisrael, it's Diaz Yisrael, and because of the guilt of Yisrael, Yerushalayim was captured. Visavidu shvil Yerushalayim aveilon, midales oil bar, and the pathways of Tzion were mourning. Nobody walked along Yerushalayim. Biznamo daya, called Tarayat Sadyon, and at the time of Yom Tov, all her gates have been captured. Vekano onchin al dibatilu kubanaya. And the Kohenim are sighing because of the Bittul Korbanos. Now, wait, listen to the next part of the Targum about the Basulois. Basultor Safdon. The Basulois are wailing. Al di Poskul and Meke Bachamsha Asa Yomim Ba'av. Because they could not, they stopped going out on the 15th of Av. Moed Kazakh. Over Yom Kippuraya and on Yom Kippur, Dehu Ba'asra Yomim B'Tishri, which is on the 10th of Tishri, Lechinge B'Chinugim, to make their big Yom Tov. Af Hi Mri Libolachta, her heart is very embittered. Moed Kazakh. The Pashtas, you learn, there's two separate things over here. There's two separate things. One is they didn't go on Ole Regel, and number two, the daughters didn't go out in the on Yom Tov. Baloi Dobu, you see clearly in the Targum there must be a connection over here between the daughters going out on Chamish Osav Av and Darkei Tzion Aveilos. So let's tie this all together. Be'ezras Hashem. There is a Bnei Yisoscha. The stomach, you can say that Ruach HaKodesh bar the base midrash of Bnei Yisoscha. It says, I'm Mordik Azach, I'm Mordik Mahalach in Chamisha Osa Ba'av. We know, famous Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, if B'tishri Nivra Olam, that's the Shit of Reb Lezer, or the Shit of Reb Yeshua, is B'nissan Nivra Olam. So, when was the world created? Mishchodesh Nissan? No. Chof Hei Adar, according to Yeshua. Because Adam Rishon was created in Mishchodesh Nissan. The beginning of the creation was 7 days previously. And if you go like Reb Lezer, and the Gemara says we pass like Reb Lezer, the petitioner in Nivroilam, the world was created on Chof Hei Elul. What's 40 days before Chof Hei Elul? Chamisha Osa Ba'av. What's 40 days before Chof Hei Adar. Chamisha also Bishvat, Tu Bishvat. Interesting. There's a picture that's starting to unfold over here. When is a Vlad considered to be a Vlad? When is a fetus considered to be a human being? After 40 days. Says the Ibn Yisosra, I've had the Dvorov, called Dvorov a Kabbalah, but in Loshen Nigla, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the world for who? Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for. There was a union between Yisrael, Varaisa, Vakutcha Berichu. That union came to fruition, became a fetus on Chof Hei Elul. However, the beginning of the Yetzirah, the conception of the Yetzirah, thank you very much, the conception of the Yetzirah was on Chamisha Osa Ba'av, was on the 15th of Av, on Tu Ba'av. In other words, to put it in our parlance, Chamisha Osa Ba'av is a day of tremendous potential. It's a day that the Klal Yisrael were conceived. They weren't born. They were born on Chof Hei Elul, Chodesh Tishri. But they were conceived on Chamisha Osa Bishvat, or Chamisha Osa Ba'av. It's a day of tremendous potential. And that is the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara in Gittin, when the Gemara says that they didn't go on a regel, the tirutz of the kasha of the Maharsha is, he had no senes. The reason why Chamisha Osa Ba'av is Yom Tov, because it's their potential. And they didn't go on a regel. Since they didn't go on a regel on a day where the Hashgacha Pratis was trying to give out, go on a regel, go to Yerushalayim. All these hundreds of years have been gods. Now the gods were taken away. When were the gods taken away? The gods were taken away on Chamisha Osa Ba'av. Why didn't you use the potential of that tremendous day? As a result of you not using the potential of that tremendous day of Chamisha Osa Ba'av, you're going to go and be taken into Golas. You're going to be the ten lost tribe. And with them is forever the Moedik Akash as well. I don't know whether you picked it up. But the Gemara, the Targum there says that they didn't go Ila Regel. What do you mean they didn't go Ila Regel? They couldn't go Ila Regel. And we have a halacha, Oynis Rachmona Patri. If you can't, you're potter. So he says, the Targum says, all the years since Yerushalayim was built, they did not go Ila Regel. What do you mean they didn't go Ila Regel? They couldn't. The Tirit says, true, they couldn't. But when they could, they didn't. So it says when they could, they didn't. Even when they couldn't, they're done for it, because they didn't go on the regular that. But it's all based on this tremendous potential of Chamisha Osa Ba'av. Oh. Now, if you look at all those sibas mentioned in the Gemara in Tanis, you'll see that there's a thread that runs through them all. And that is it's the potential of Klal Yisrael that was realized. Shidduchim. What's Shidduchim all about? It's all about potential. The Shidduch is the most embryonic stage of life, of Darius of Klal Yisrael. It's all about Shidduchim. Right? So Chamisha Osa Ba'av and Yom Kippur, where the Luchas Achronis were given, they are the days of potential where the Bnei Yisrael used to go out. It's the day where the world was conceived. So that's when the Bnei Yisrael used to go out. Obviously, the Yom Shutru Shvatim Lovah Zeh V'Zeh, that when the Shvatim were allowed to marry one another, there again, the potential of Klal Yisrael was realized. They were allowed to marry one another. Now, the Meisei Midbar, which is the main reason mentioned in the Poskim. If you look in the Gemara says not just that they stopped dying then, there was Hashuas HaShechina. That Nevuah came back to Moshe Rabbeinu in that year. Nevuah came to Moshe Rabbeinu in that year. In other words, until that year, The legacy of the Meraglim lived with the Klal Yisrael. The development of the Klal Yisrael was stilted. They could not move. There were these people that were dying the whole time. Once the Meis HaMidbar had died, then the Klal Yisrael could realize their potential. Then they could go into Eretz Yisrael. Then the Shekhinah came back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Chamisha Osa Ba'av is a day when we're supposed to be learning Torah. So the days are shorter. Again, it's about potential. Eibishtos will help them. That Kimei says for Eretz Yisrael near Floyd, which is building the base of Midrash, because our Chizuk from Chamisha Osa Ba'av.